And joining us right now is Jocko Sims. You know him and love him from the wonderful show Crash on Starz. And of course, you know, when you think of Jocko, what do you think? Anthony Adams, Panic, that's right. But he's also a very talented singer. We're going to talk about a bunch of different things today with Jocko. First of all, congratulations on the series. I wish it was continuing.
Oh, yes. It's a bit bittersweet. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was a good series, and it seemed to be doing well, but Starz decided not to go with it again, I guess, after Dennis had passed away.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Tell us a little bit about working with Dennis Hopper. Many of us have watched him for years. You saw him and you acted with him. How was he as a person and as an actor?
Well, I don't even know, almost know where to begin. He was incredible, to say the least, you know. When I was first cast in the role as Anthony Adams, we initially didn't have a Ben Cinders, and, you know, I was out in New Mexico getting ready to film, and a couple of names had been thrown around, including his, and I got really excited. I said, oh, my God, if I get to work with Dennis, you know, this would be unbelievable. And sure enough, we got him, and I remember the night that I met him was right before we did this intense scene where he pulls a knife on a business associate. So my first introduction into meeting him, I had to really jump, you know, right into some heavy action with him, and he was great. He was so sweet, and he said he really liked the script, and he was excited to be working on the show, and he just always made me feel very comfortable the whole time that we worked together.
Did you have any preconceived notions before you met him? Because I assume that you've seen some of the stuff he's done on screen as well.
Absolutely. You know, I try to not to judge people based on what they've done, you know, especially because I know I understand that, you know, we're actors and we're playing characters, and I guess I was a bit surprised to see how warm he was. I mean, the man had very many opportunities to be some sort of diva, in that he's a legend and he's been, you know, in over 150 films, and he just demonstrated, you know, so much sweetness and niceness to everybody, the cast and crew, and everyone just adored him.
Mm. Now, what was your reaction when you heard that he had passed away?
You know, I was very saddened. The last time that I got to see him was when he got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I got to say my goodbye to him. He was very sweet. He asked me about a project that I was working on, asked me, you know, if it was going okay. He was always very interested in other things that I was doing. And I hugged him and kissed him, and that was the last time that I saw him.
Hmm. It's hard to think back of your days in Texas, growing up in Texas, then going over to UCLA. Did you ever envision you know, working with people like that and being in a TV series and some of the success you've already had, and much yet to come?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, no matter what goals and aspirations you set for yourself, it's just, it's always unbelievable when you come to an opportunity, you know, such as this. And things like this sometimes happen just so quickly. I think the week before I was still auditioning and reading different parts, and then, you know, I guess 5 days later, after I first initially, you know, read for Crash, I was moving into Mexico for 5 months. And then to be working with this legend was just mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. And every day, you know, I remember during season one, I had a hard time because I would get these uncomfortable giggles. and part of it would be just me being in disbelief, but he was so funny. You know, in between takes, he's making jokes, and sometimes the way he would say his lines would kind of catch me off guard, and it was definitely a good acting exercise, you know, working with him. And even as a person, as a friend, he was incredible. I remember during season one, I told him that I was having a gathering at my house to watch one of my favorite episodes, and I couldn't even get the sentence out of my mouth before he said, I'm there, what's the address and the info, and I gave him everything, and you know, still not sure if he's going to show up. And sure enough, he called my cell while I was having this gathering, this party, and he just drove over by himself, you know, parked in my driveway, 73 years old.
Mm.
And walked into my house, and I didn't tell my friends that he was coming. I just wanted to, you know, keep it as a surprise. And he walked in, and everyone was, like, shocked. And we sat there and watched an episode of Crash, and that's definitely one of my favorite memories of him.
That sounds like a great memory. You've done quite a bit of television. In fact, recently I saw you on Bones, actually.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. That was
Is that something that could be, maybe go on there again, or...
That character, I'm not sure that he'd return.
Yeah, well, maybe not.
You know, he's a suspect, you know, in and out. It was one of those types of things.
Mm. It's kind of fun, though. A lot of the series that you've done have been some of the top series on television, like Grey's Anatomy and, you know, NYPD Blue, CSI.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of my favorite shows, The Shield.
Oh, The Shield. The Shield was great. That was a great experience. In fact, Glenn Mazzara, who created the series Crash, wrote on The Shield, so it was good to work with him again. And Grey's Anatomy, before Katherine Heigl left, I think I was there one of her last few episodes, and I got to work with her. So I've been quite fortunate thus far in my career.
What did you play on The Shield? I watched every one of those episodes.
On The Shield, and that was about 7 years ago, in fact, I played a character...
Named Anquan. Anquan or something?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, actually. All I remember is that I got arrested, and I was on a date with this girl, and I think we took a car. It was just some real street stuff. I mean, I think the girl had a baby, and she left her baby alone just so we can go on this date, and the cops were shocked that, you know, that we decided that this was an okay thing to do. You know, we played some young kids, so that was fun.
One of the things that you did on an early episode of Crash, in fact, it was the third episode, you did a song. And if you do internet searches, the song appears all over the place. It is on iTunes. It's called Heads Up, and it is on iTunes. And if you look on there, the buzz is very, very positive toward that song.
Yeah, that was shocking too. That was three episodes in, and the week before that episode, Glenn Mazzara called me up. Well, initially, I know as of lately, I've been really getting into producing music. And I asked Glenn to put me in touch with the music supervisor. And I envisioned maybe having a song playing in the background or something.
Mm-hmm.
So a week later, he calls me and said, you said you do music, right? And I said, yeah. He said, well, we've got this episode coming up where you're going to do this big performance. You're going to rap. And, you know, we're writing the rap for you. But, you know, we figure maybe you could write it and produce it. Can you do that? And I was so excited. I just said, yes, I can do it. I'd love to do it. And I hung up the phone and I was like, oh my God, what is happening? Hmm. So they had this plan for this character the entire time. And, you know, they didn't ask me if I, you know, could rap or anything like that. So I had to kind of get it all together. And I called up my writing partner. We wrote the song in a couple of days and produced the song and got there and got to perform it. And it was just the feedback had just been incredible. I mean, you know, it blew up online, as you said, and I had to throw it on iTunes because people wanted to hear it, and they didn't want to wait for any CD to come out. They wanted it. They wanted it right then.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were getting angry that it wasn't available, and I was like, "Wow!"
So are you
that really gave me confidence to continue producing and writing. And I'm actually, as of now, I don't want to perform myself, but I am into behind the scenes on the music and writing, producing. I'm producing an artist, a young 14-year-old rapper named Kiowa, who's insane. I think he can be definitely compared to being the next Eminem.
Really?
Absolutely. He's great.
So the song that you did, though, the Heads Up, it's on iTunes. Are you planning any CDs for that or no?
Excuse me?
Are you planning putting your own CD out at all or no?
Yeah, as of now, not yet. But I've heard a lot of writer-producers say that, you know, they don't intend to put their own music out. And then years later they do, so I'm not going to say never, but as of now, just want to be behind the scenes on the music.
Well, I think it speaks for itself on, we're talking with, of course, Jocko Sims, on your MySpace, you have under music, eat it, love it, write it, produce it.
Absolutely.
I think that pretty much says it all.
Definitely.
Now, you say you're a big sucker for reality TV shows, so am I. What are some of the shows you're watching, and are there any reality TV shows that you'd like to go on yourself?
Wow. You know, my favorites are the CBS shows, Survivor, mm-hmm. of course, and Big Brother, which tends to be more of a cult favorite. I can't find many of my friends who to sit down and watch it with me, especially because it comes on 3 times a week. But I'm just really into that show, man. All the drama that goes on in the house. I mean, these people are in there for 3 months. They get no contact with the outside world, no cell phones, no newspapers, no information. And just to see the different type of relationships that are built, you know, within that that venue is always interesting, you know, for me. So I love that show. And if I could be on any show, probably, if I man up, Mark, I'll say Survivor.
And if you don't, Dancing with the Stars, right?
Nah, Dancing with the Stars, I'll have to pass on that one.
And American Idol, you have to pass on that one, too, huh?
Definitely have to pass on that, man. I'll just be the laughing stock. My career would definitely be over if I did.
Well, you never know. You never know what happened. But, exactly. Yeah, it's interesting that I watched Big Brother the first season and Survivor the first and second season, but I kind of lost touch after that. It's just too much of a requirement to spend too much time on it.
Absolutely. You know, you have to devote a part of your life to getting involved in these shows. And, you know, it's, thank goodness we have these DVRs and TiVos these days, and it kind of helps us out. But, you know, my DVR fills up. Like, right now I have a lot of episodes of Big Brother to catch up on, and I'm like, I don't know when I'll ever get to it. I've been so busy. But, yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to keep up with that stuff. You mentioned American Idol, by the way. I have to say that definitely is another one of my favorites.
Now, what do you think about Simon leaving, though? Is that a cause for a problem with the show?
I'm a little disappointed, honestly, because he obviously is the reason that, well, for me, that I continue to watch, and I think that was the reason that many people all over the world got into the show, because there was this guy that was somehow able to be mean, but you just adored him at the same time. You just wanted more of him, and it was he would constantly say things that we're thinking. So now, without that element, I'm not sure, you know, how they're going to even do that. But we'll see. I'll definitely be tuned in, because I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I watched that too, but I'm a big fan of his, and had him on the show a couple of times, and I really liked him. He's a very knowledgeable guy, and I don't see how they can even replace him. He's really irreplaceable.
No, he won't be replaced, but yeah. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what they do, or, you know, who they attempt to replace him with. But
I heard that Jocko Sims might be the new judge.
Hey, I'm down if they. If they'd even heard of me, I'd be down to do that.
Now, you were in a film that a lot of people watched, and I did as well, Jarhead. That was quite a film.
Absolutely. You know, what I take away from Jarhead was more definitely the experience. You know, it got chopped down a bit, and you'd have to squint a couple of times just to really see me in the final product. But what was great about it is, you know, I was working alongside Jamie Foxx, who was in the process of winning his Academy Award during that time, and that was incredible. And worked on that movie for 5 months. We shot a lot of it in Mexico, and I did a boot camp, an actual, you know, 4 or 5 days we had to rush and do it because we had to start rehearsals, and, you know, just really built some lifelong relationships with some of the cast members from there. So it's definitely a memory I'll cherish.
What about Dreamgirls? Another fun thing to do?
Dreamgirls was awesome. I love that director, Bill Condon. He was so sweet because there, once again, I had a small role. I played a DJ, and the most memorable scene was when Effie has her song stolen by Beyonce, and there's a big payola scene where I'm giving money, and I'm trying to decide whether to play which version, and I do take the money, and I play Beyonce's big version of One Night Only.
I remember that scene. Yeah, it's a pivotal scene, actually.
I think so. And the director was just so awesome and so sweet, and kind of, you know, really took all of my input, you know, for, you know, putting these little scenes together, and it was very cool.
Yeah, the DJ's name was Elvis Kelly.
Elvis Kelly, absolutely.
Yeah. So what else are you working on at this point right now as we speak?
Well, there's another film that I did that's actually airing on Stars, Stars in Black. It's called Something is Killing Tate, and I played a former victim of child abuse. And I grow up, and I'm about to get married, my character, and he attempts a suicide. And his friends and family come together and try to figure out what's going on with him, and it becomes obvious that the demons of his past, you know, are definitely affecting him. And he doesn't feel that he's good enough to have this life and to have this wife, and he begins to sabotage, you know, his situation. And it's not until he faces those demons that he's able to overcome it. So it's a very dramatic film, very small independent film that we did, and it's just been trucking along. It's done well in festivals, and Stars picked it up, I think, last year, and been getting great feedback on that, too. So
look, that's a very timely subject. There's a lot of stuff going on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and always, and it's a shame, and that's what I take from it the most. We've had, you know, people respond in some extraordinary ways. I remember getting one message on MySpace from a gentleman who said he had written his suicide letter, and it wasn't until that he saw that film and that he realized that he had to build up the courage to face his demons, and he did, and you know, that's all we can ask for, you know, either as an actor or as a filmmaker.
Exactly. I mean, there's nothing more gratifying than something like that.
Absolutely.
That's a great way to, you know, ratify your work. So do you have any idea when that's going to be airing, or is that airing right now?
Oh, that's airing right now.
Good.
Yes, so it's been airing, and like I said, the response has been great on that, too, so I'm really excited about it.
Good. So you're involved with Stars. Anything else? Any projects coming up?
That, and I'm really working hard on this album for for Kiowa, and that's taking up most of my time. I'm taking some time off now, talking to a director who's in New York to play a character who suffers from a mental illness, and we're talking things out right now, but we'll see what happens with that one.
Mm. So this 14-year-old, when do you expect the CD to hit?
Hopefully within the next 6 months. We're talking to different major record labels, and we'll see what happens with that. But he's great. You can check out his MySpace page. His name is Kiowa Tucker, and his MySpace page is www.myspace.com/Kiowa Tucker. Kiowa spelled like Iowa with a K. K-I-O-W-A. Tucker.
Kiowa Tucker. Well, when that's ready, let us know. We'll have him on.
Definitely. I'd love to have him on. I'll give you a call for sure.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure to talk to you, Jocko, and we wish you a lot of luck with everything you do.
Thank you so much, Mark. Nice meeting you.
Take care.